The answer is A, increased serum calcium, decreased serum phosphate, increased serum ALP, increased urinary calcium. If you're hearing this for the first time, you're probably like, what the fuck? Because you say, how the fuck is the urinary calcium increased if PTH is pulling calcium out of the urine? It's because the serum calcium's high. So despite the reabsorption of calcium in the late DCT of the kidney, there's still more calcium being filtered into the urine overall. That's why urinary calcium's high. That's a quote-unquote hard factoid about primary hyperparathyroidism. And then serum ALP is increased because PTH is binding to and activating osteoblasts, which sounds really weird. You're like, how does that make sense? Because osteoblasts are building bone. It's because the osteoblasts activate the osteoclasts indirectly through the rank L rank process. So that's it.